and bright soars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
We are underway here, the second day of the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High by the Mets, High Fidelity. Coach Cochran's in the house, Joe Sinclair, Jay Mill down on the wireless mic, and gentlemen, here we are just two matches away. These athletes are just two matches away from a trip to the podium, an opportunity to get up on that podium. But now it comes down to these two matches, and we're into the 1A and the 3A quarterfinals here this morning.
Well, it's separation time for the wrestlers here at Wells Fargo Arena. We got the quarterfinal matches coming up right now. If you win this one here, you are a medalist. You will stand on the podium. But the Albia wrestlers, we got a great squad up here, Class 3A from Ottumwa. They're going for more than that. We're looking at guys like Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa at 182 pounds, looking to stamp their ticket to Saturday night here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, we've got a great lineup for you. First of all, in 1A, we're going to go on the we started on the quarterfinal side. So we're gonna have Kiner, Martin of Moravia, Cochran of Moravia, and Phillips of Pleasantville will be our 1A wrestlers here coming up at 120. Kiner's going to come out here on the championship side. On the backside, we're going to have Proctor and Hannah for EBF in our next round as they clear out these contest to get to the semifinals. These are quarterfinal matchups here from Wells Fargo Arena. Coach, this is it. You know, this is it. If you want a chance to wrestle on Saturday night on this side, you got to get a win here.
Yeah, this is the big day. I mean, you know, after this round, only four guys are going to be in the championship side. Everybody else is going to be trying to vie for third place. This round is going to go fairly quick, too. There's only four matches instead of eight as of yesterday. So we're going to run through this round fairly quick. So Adam Proctor's here at 113, should be coming up just here shortly.
Adam Proctor, the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket.
Gentlemen, we'll run the quarterfinals first to get our opponents for the consolation side. Is that how they run this?
Yeah. And by the way, Adam Proctor will be the next match. So the first match done, Adam Proctor will be up. And, this is always kind of an interesting round because you know, you're out here in the quarterfinals hoping to get your shot at a state title. You get beat. Just as here, there's a pin on number eight, so I'm assuming Adam Proctor is going to be right there. But now this kid that just got pinned, he's going to have to go back. He's got about 45 minutes, and he's going to come back out and wrestle again against somebody that's been waiting, who's fresh, whose mind is set right. So it's a big step for these guys that lose in this round to regroup quickly, maintain their focus, and come back and try to win that next match.
And we're looking for Adam Proctor here on the floor at Wells Fargo Arena.
Travis Zapital's in the house. And TZ, you're going to be down there helping us bring those live mat side updates as we bring you this exclusive 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. I think
he'll be match number 10-12. I do believe.
1175, actually, he's on mat number
1174. 7. 1174, he's on 6, isn't he?
He's on mat number 7. Right now, it looks like
he's got
a 2-0 lead there in the first period.
Take down for Adam Proctor to start scoring here. First period action at 113 pounds.
Proctor, he's got a big happy, and he's turning
Adam.
Him.
That's not Adam. That's not Adam Proctor.
Proctor will wrestle in the next.
He wrestles
side.
In the second side.
Yeah, that's
the singlet looks very familiar, but it's not him.
Three stories up, the high fidelity that comes across the airwaves gets lost sometimes.
I got my binoculars out.
See.
That's some guy with a Tigers singlet on.
We're going to have Kiner coming up for Southeast Warren. He's going to be our first contest at 120 pounds on the championship side. We'll run through the championship side first. the setup. The loser on the championship side will come back and wrestle, as you said, Coach, Proctor on the backside the next round. So Adam Proctor and Hannah of EBF, your wrestlers are going to wrestle after we fill up these brackets to determine who on this championship side will then fall to the consolation
right,
side.
So example here on mat number seven, you've got Cody Cleave of Starmont Strawberry Point versus Ben Emrich of Tipton, and Adam Proctor will have the loser
correct
of that match right there. So
absolutely. So, but Proctor is going to be on the mat. And boy, the way that the Rockets finished yesterday, you really, and Coach Little, you know, he knew the guys came out here, got a little starstruck, you know, get the butterflies out, and it's sometimes tough in that first match. But he really challenged the guys between matches, and he said, hey, you get to make the choice, and the only thing that matters is you getting it done in the match. Well, and they lived up to it.
And Matt Black just texted in and wondered if we still have butterflies in our stomach as well.
Well, when you're three stories up and
oh, come on,
you're in a mass chaos and you got Joe Millage down in the mats not helping you out. I mean, I'm not going to point any fingers.
Well, Millage. Sinclair talked about his Cabela's binoculars yesterday. Come on. Just kidding. But Matt says, good job. Keep up the good work.
Hey, you know, me and Joe talked to a couple gentlemen this morning. They tried comparing the electricity here at Wells Fargo Arena versus the old venue at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And if you ever experience Vets, you know, I don't think the electricity is the same. But what really brings this to life here at Wells Fargo is the technology and the guys that bring it to you right here at KIIC.
We got Brady Kiner coming out on mat number two. Brady Kiner for the Southeast Warren Warhawks. 120-pounder, 49-0 coming into this tournament, 50-0 after the big win yesterday against Skyler Richter from Hinton. He's going to be going up against, I believe, Cole Allison from St. Edmund Fort Dodge on mat two. Brady Kiner, Warhawk for Southeast Warren, getting ready to take the mat.
If I'm not mistaken, and you can help me out with this, Coach, but we're going to run through all the quarterfinals, 1A and 3A, and then come back and do the consolation side, if I'm not mistaken. They typically do the 1A and 3A quarterfinals. So once 1A is done, 3A is coming on the mat. Then we'll go to the consolation side. So as we look down who we've got ahead of us, Kiner of Southeast Warren, Martin and Cochran, both going to come up here just momentarily, Mohawk fans, at 126 and 132. Phillips of Pleasantville will be on the mat at 152. We'll take a little interlude there and walk into 3A action where Indianola's got a, man, they got a bevy of athletes in that championship side. Pritchard at 106, Runyon at 113, and then we get to Clark of Ottumwa at 120 pounds. And I really like, he's a smart kid.
He is, you know, and he's never been a very big kid. He's like Isaiah Cox. I mean, he's just kind of short and stocky, you know, where you get some of those kids at 120 that are tall and lanky. Fortunately, the kid he's going to have is a tall and lanky wrestler.
Brady Kiner's got his opponent from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. That's Cole Allison in a headlock, takes him down, and with that headlock locked up, trying to get some back points. Working a tilt now. He's still got the headlock in. Gives that up, gets back on the hips. It's 2-0. Excuse me, 2-2. Kiner tied up with Cole Allison. They gave Allison the takedown, and now a cradle being applied by Brady Kiner. Kiner has got the cradle in, gets a couple back points. Two back points. That makes it 4-0. So, yeah, they had the they scored it wrong at the first. But right now it's all Brady Kiner. He's got the 4-0 lead with a headlock, takedown, and a cradle for back points. Now he works a nice tilt getting back points here against Allison from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Nice tilt put in there. A three-point near fall. 7-0. We've still got 30 seconds left in the first period here at 120 pounds. So Brady Kiner showing that he's got that number one ranking for a reason. Kiner now works a tilt again. He's got the T-bar put in. Works it over with 17 seconds to go. Gets off the tilt. Puts a deep waist in on the left side. Single wing on the right. Breaks him down. Just works it as a tilt again, and he's going to get more back points. There's a couple back points. Brady Kiner just tilting Allison from St. Edmund Fort Dodge and working him over for points. Two more back points as the period expires. 9-0 going to the second at 120 pounds. Folks, you're listening to the live high school wrestling action here. Quarterfinals, Class 1A right now. Brady Kiner from Southeast Warren on top of this match. 9-0 going to the second period. Kiner is going to take down to start this second period. He gets set. Allison covers. Nice sit-out switch. Two-point reversal for Brady Kiner. 11-0 your score now. Now Kiner gets back on the hips. Breaks down Allison from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Works a tilt again. And back points being awarded here for Brady Kiner as he works the tilt against Allison. Over and back. Too quickly to get the back points there. But he's still locking up a cradle. Boy, Brady Kiner working every type of pinning combination you can imagine here. He works the tilt. He works the half Nelson. He works the chicken wing. Working hard on top. Now he's got the cradle locked up. Locks up that outside cradle. Pins him back here now, and it's back points for Brady Kiner. He's got the five count. It'll be three near fall points and a pin for Brady Kiner. Call that pin for Brady Kiner in 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Kiner, bonus points for Southeast
Florida. One match away, boys, from a Saturday night showdown. One match away. And he's on the podium. You know, just a little determine how high up that podium he's going to go.
You know, normally at this level, you think the farther you go, the harder the matches get. Kiner just dominated that match. And, you know, as you sit here and if you want to look at rankings, the rankings, you should be getting these really good matchups. And that was a number two versus a number seven wrestler there. And Kiner proved his number two ranking.
He's animal there at 120 pounds, class 1A. I suppose they got that Highland Riverside kid ranked number one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd give it to Brady Kiner. That's going to be a showdown on Saturday night. We get West from Highland Riverside out there against Kiner from Southeast Warren. That's going to be a fun
Brady
show.
Brady Kiner. All right, down here in the tunnel here, Brady, congratulations. That was pretty efficient work here for a Friday morning.
Thank you. Yeah, felt great out there. Ready to compete, score points, and the score would fall out.
Just one more match between now and getting you to Saturday night, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do this afternoon? Will you scout? Will you be out here scouting possibly your next opponent?
No, I don't do that. I just come out and wrestle my match, score points.
Coach O'Brien, Southeast Warren, another great showing again this year. And first of all, congratulations for that. But you've seen a lot of great effort out of your kids.
Yeah, this is Brady. He's wanting this all year long, and he's worked for it. I mean, he's really worked for it this year. So
very scrappy and aggressive wrestler. He's fun to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
A lot of fan support back home from Melcher Dallas all the way back over to Lacona and Milo, and fans tuning in back there. I'm sure you're really happy with how you've taken the program here over the last couple years.
Yeah, I like it. I like looking up in the crowd, seeing all those green shirts. So makes us feel like we're at home.
All right, good. Well, we'll talk to you again, Coach. Thank you very much. Back up to you guys in the booth.
All right, Briar Cochran's going to be on mat number eight here for Moravia. We're going to get that match here just momentarily as he puts his headset on. Also, Nicholas Martin is on mat number one, just underway, and he's going to take on Alex Thompson, the sophomore phenom, Alex Thompson, undefeated in his sophomore campaign. Joe, you cover Nick Martin, and I've
been watching that match while Joe was given that great interview with Brady Kiner here on 96.7, and it was a flurry of scrambles in the first period, and Nick Martin will go to the second period trailing after those flurries by an amazing score here in this quarterfinal match, 10-3 right now. It is Martin down right now as we start second period on our feet at 126 pounds, class 1A.
Over here at 132 pounds, it is Briar Cochran, the senior, a man on a mission, taking on Cole Needham of West Marshall. Just underway, 20 seconds in, no score. Both wrestlers at the center of the mat looking for their shots as we tick away in this opening period.
Undefeated sophomore from Underwood, Alex Thompson, has got the best of Nick Martin so far here for your Moravia Mohawks. We are on our feet in the second period. A 10-3 advantage for Thompson from Underwood. Now Thompson with a nice little snap down. He shucks by Martin and gets behind him. Gains control for the two-point takedown. 12-3 now. Early going in the second period. We're at 126 pounds here. It's Martin from Moravia trailing by nine.
50 seconds into this opening period here at 132 pounds. Briar Cochran and Moravia. No score here. Both wrestlers had a couple of shots, but nothing to develop into points here. Here's a drop-down attempt by Briar Cochran. 50 seconds to go here, first period. And a single-leg shot in there by Needham. Back to their feet. 48 seconds to go here, first period. Still no score here, Briar Cochran.
Takedown clinic being executed here by Thompson from Underwood. He's given a few escapes to Nick Martin here in the second period, but takes him down quickly every time. And it's 18-6 right now, margin. So an 18-6, 12-point disadvantage for Nick Martin. And he's having his trouble with Thompson from Underwood.
Briar Cochran, 49 wins on the season, taking on Cole Needham, a senior. Both seniors, only two losses between these athletes, each with one loss on the season. 18 seconds to go here in the opening period. No score. Both of them pummeling at the center of the mat as we go under 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Still no score. Here's a shuck by Briar Cochran. And then dropping down to the single leg is Needham. Needham trying to bring Cochran down at the end of this period. And a great whizzer in there by Briar Cochran to avoid the takedown. We'll move to the second period. No score.
No, they did award Briar the two. We call a funky leg. He got the leg in. He did get behind the arm. They awarded him to the two right there in the end
Needham
of
had the
period.
Had got dropped down to the single leg, and just as you described there.
Yep, he had that inside leg in, called a funky leg, and it come up around behind the arm and got the two, which is huge.
That's enormous.
I mean, here we start looking at, like, you know, you said nobody's beat Thompson in his high school career yet. He's going to be possibly a four-time undefeated state champion. So Nick Martin had a tough draw. Here's the downfall to, like, this match here that we're watching. Cole Needham is ranked number one. Breyer is ranked number two. This is the match we should be watching on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
So this is the one that always brings a lot of discussion about why the don't seed. They seed this state
they
tournament.
Do the teams. You know, they do the teams. You know what? They've got all the resources, but this is the way it's always been. Briar Cochran here out in front, 2-0. Number one versus number two, Cole Needham of West Marshall. Briar Cochran, the senior. Both seniors trying to fight for a championship.
And we'll catch up there. It was a technical foul for Alex Thompson over Nick Martin in the second period, 21-6 the final. So Nick Martin will wrestle back here in about 45 minutes to an hour and try to punch his ticket to the stand.
30 seconds in second period. Cochran gets the escape. Now he's out in front, 3-0 here. 1:30 to go in the second period. That was a huge takedown by Cochran. Funky ride there right at the end of the first period. As time expired, he got the takedown. Now with a 3-0 lead, a minute and 15 seconds remaining in the second period.
This is a championship bout here on 96.7. Glad to be bringing it to you folks listening in at home, in Moravia, in Albia, in all across Southern Iowa, and the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com. These two wrestlers are on their feet. Briar Cochran has the 3-0 lead with 56 seconds to go in the second period.
I want to thank Double D Repair, Dewey Motor Company, Lathrop Construction, and First Iowa State Bank for bringing this Moravian Mohawk wrestler, Briar Cochran. 3-0 lead, 45 seconds to go, second period. Circling, here's a drop-down attempt by Needham. Wiped away by Cochran, they're back on their feet. Really no deep shots by either wrestler. The closest one came by Needham, and then Briar got the takedown as time expired. Only 3 points coming on that takedown, and then a reversal. There's a stall call on Cochran. Cochran trying to turn the corner. He's got the back leg. He's got the head in the hole. Going to come around, and if he can get that, he's got the cradle in. He has got the cradle in. Right at the edge of the mat. Briar Cochran has the takedown. He has the cradle in.
He's getting back points. He could pin him right here,
folks. He's got a pinning combination.
It's a tight cradle. It's an outside cradle. Needham tried to work it to the outside boundary. Cochran went on aggression.
Tight.
He went on offense, and he's got it sunk tight right at the edge of the mat.
2-1, and Briar Cochran, what a move. A great dump move there. Briar Cochran with the 3 back points earned after the takedown. A 5-point move right at the end of the second period. And how? I'll tell you what.
He's limping, though. Briar Cochran's limping right now.
Darn it.
Kevin, what's the apparatus on his left leg, and what would a wrestler wear that for?
Well, I'm trying to see what it is. I guess I just now noticed
it's like a skin.
But it's his right leg that he's favoring.
It's more like his foot.
Yeah, it's his right foot. They've got they're looking at the front of his foot on his right side. Whatever hold position he had over there, I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's shaking it off, but
he's got a big 8-0 lead, man. He has really wrestled well here, and that takedown there—it looked like he was going to try to spin by and hit a cross face and get behind and get control. And his opponent Needham tried to hip off the mat, and Cochran just went on offense and locked up an outside cradle because the head was so close to the knee on Needham, and he locked up that cradle. It was a big 5-point move.
Well, a couple things. One, I don't care how hurt he is. He's a Cochran, so that makes him tough. And then the second thing, he can stall out here for two minutes here. He's got 8-point lead.
Yeah, he's got several stall calls to give.
He starts in the down position at the third period here. And now this is the second period in a row he started in this position.
Hey, Mohawks, Briar Cocker's
got
a big 8-0 lead. Jumps the whistle, gets the caution on that.
I think Needham's mentality at this point is, hey, I can't take him down, let him up, take him down, let him up. I can't get, you know, I can't waste time on bottom and try to get a reversal. I got to try to ride him. I got to try to turn him and pin him.
Well, Briar gets to his feet, right back down to the mat he goes. Needham, the number one rated wrestler in the state. Cochran, number two here at 132. Minute 44 to go.
This Briar's is a Saturday night out. Match on Friday morning. Woo! Here we go.
30 seconds in. Briar Cochran trying to keep his championship hopes alive.
They're off the mat, out of bounds with 135 left in the match.
Try to stay on the mat there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of clock to eat up here. There's 95 seconds left.
Is that Jamie Cochran in the corner there with the clean shave? And Coach Whitlow.
About time he got clean shave. He was shaggy there for a while.
He's clean shaved and ready to go. His son, Briar Cochran, the senior. Stand up, gets to his feet, and trying to get those hands separated. Needham staying in there, and he's staying on his feet. You're going to get a stall call here in just a second.
Needham's going to get a stall call here.
Yeah, yep.
But time is running, and that is 40 seconds in.
That's the stall against Needham. Needham's got the stall call.
Briar's going to cut loose and go free.
9-0 now for Briar Cochran.
Minute 12 left in the third period. 9-0 lead. Major decision.
He could run laps around this mat running away from Needham right now and still win.
Briar Cochran, hang on there. Moravia fifth grade class listening in. 1 minute and counting for Briar Cochran, the senior, a man on a mission. Drops down to the mat.
And this is going to be a monumental win for Briar Cochran and the Moravia Mohawk Wrestling Program. He will have his ticket punched to the semifinals in 45 seconds. With a big 9-0 lead, Briar Cochran is on his feet. There's a takedown by Needham. Nice snap down by Needham. That's 9-2. Still 7 points for Briar Cochran. Needham trying to turn him now. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. Cochran posts the right arm. Nothing doing there for Needham in that pinning combination as we count down through the final 30 seconds of this match.
Come on, Mohawk Nation. It's now your time to rise. Your final 20 ticks here.
We're off the mat, out of bounds with 20 seconds to go. Briar Cochran, a commanding 7-point lead via the big 5-point cradle at the end of the second period.
Cochran resets here, center of the mat. 20 seconds, gets a stand up. Tries to sit it out. Stand it up, sit out, and brought back down the mat. Final 15 seconds, 14. And Briar is going to hang on here. 9-2, and the countdown is on. Let's hear it, Moravia. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and Briar Cochran, the man on the mission, will continue that mission. How about that? He left here last year, buddy, and he had one thing on mind. He was really disappointed in the outcome last year. He did an injury, and he just wanted to get back here so bad, so determined. He's been a man on a mission.
And I hope he continues his mission. You know, I think it's great for the Moravia program. And here's maybe some trivia for you guys. Who was the last Moravia wrestler to reach? They've never had a state champion. Who was the last one to reach the finals?
I'm going to guess somebody named Cochran.
His dad, Jamie Cochran, against Light from Lisbon.
Well, what a great moment it is for Briar Cochran and all of Mohawk Nation. Crystal and Malia check in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and they are probably snake dancing through the halls of Moravia Schools. Congratulations,
we'll have him
Moravia
here in about,
Mohawks.
10 seconds.
All right, we're going to have an interview with Briar Cochran as he comes off the mat.
Let's go down to Travis Sapital. Travis, what a huge win there, and he really went out and dominated this match. Travis Sapital, mat side as well.
Yeah, you know, Briar done a nice job. He got his opponent there locked up in the cradle there on the edge of the mat, and I was on the opposite side of the mat there, and he was up on his toes there for a real long time, and I think that he was just putting so much forward pressure that he worked up a pretty hard cramp in his toes right on the edge of the mat.
Here we go. All right, Briar, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Well, what happened with your foot out there? Did you injure your foot?
You know, I've been battling a toe injury all year. I wasn't going to tell anybody this, but I kind of just needed a little water.
Okay, and how about that 5-point cradle, that 5-point position you had your opponent in out there?
Yeah, whenever you're wrestling a good kid with really strong defense, it's going to come down to whoever gets the big move, because that's going to crack the match open.
That was like a Saturday night a match with number one going against number two, and you've eliminated him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, be a state champ, you're going to have to beat everybody sooner or later. So, you know, seedings don't really matter. Draws are the only can't do anything about them. So you just got to go out there, whether it's Thursday night or Thursday morning, first day here, and you have the number one kid, or if it's Saturday night and you have a kid that's not even ranked. It doesn't matter. It's all the same match.
What is on your left leg?
Just a sleeve to make me look cool.
Very good. The guys in the booth are laughing. Now, remind us what you've been tweeting out on social media. What's your phrase been?
Yeah, definitely. I've been kind of listening to a little hip-hop music, and there's this guy that I've been listening to, and he has a song called Man on a Mission. And it's the whole song just kind of describes my mindset right now, just a man on a mission.
What are you going to do the rest of the afternoon here?
I got one more match. I'm going to come back. I'm going to win it. I'm going to get ready for the finals tomorrow night.
It's Briar Cochran, and I think Coach is around here somewhere. We'll get Denny real quick for a couple of comments. And Coach Denny Whitlow, you got to be proud of your wrestler here.
Oh, so proud, you know. Briar's worked hard for this, and, you know, that's what he's been dreaming of. He's got one more match to get that finals, and that's what he's wanting. He's worked for it for a lot of years.
Good job, Coach. And you were telling him to try to stay on the match, maybe try to stall out just a little bit.
Well, you know, you got to keep wrestling. He'd been warned for stalling his second period, so I knew he had to keep on his offense last year in the first round against the Alburnett kid. Briar got hit with stalling, and then the kid took him down, took us into overtime, and then we lost. So we kind of learned a lesson from that last year, that first round, and, you know, Briar said he's never going to let that happen again. We just wanted to keep reminding him of that.
Before we go back to the booth, a little bittersweet here with the Martin loss.
Yeah, you know, we knew that was a real tough match. You know, Alex Thompson might be the best wrestler in the entire state. You know, some people would argue that. And, you know, we knew that was going to be a tough match, and Nick knew that. And we knew we were going to try to hit something big if we were probably going to have a chance to win it. And second period, he did try to do that. And, you know, I'm proud of Nick. And now he's just got to shake that one off and come back and get the next one and get Quentin ready for his next match, too, so we can get three kids on the podium.
Denny Whitlow, congratulations. And big shout-out to all the fans listening back home.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Back to you guys.
Nice job, Joe Mill, down there with Coach Whitlow. That interview brought to you by Quality Ag, Belzer Equipment, and Bluff Creek Archery. Way to go, Briar, from Miss Evans and Miss Johnson's class back in Moravia. Congratulations. And Sawyer Phillips, Pleasantville, is on the mat number 7, and he's just underway. And Phillips out with a 2-0 lead over Trainer Grinwald of Wilton. We move along here. Don't forget, we will have the consolation side coming up after we get through the 3A. And we got a full 3A lineup as well. But Hannah and Proctor coming up for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Moonder, and Reeves in the consolation side, along with Baker from Pella, Castile from Moravia, or Baker from Wayne, I'm sorry. We're going to have, of course, Martin on the backside, and he'll be joined up with Anthony from Pleasantville. But let's get right to our feature contest here at 152 pounds. As Pleasantville, Sawyer Phillips leads 2-0 over Tanner Grinwald in this opening period.
Top side of that bracket, there's a great matchup between Connor Shalista from Alburnett, a senior, last year state champion, against Josh Hopkins, undefeated, from East Mills, and that match is on mat number 2. So there's a couple of number 1s against number 2s here. We just heard a great one with Briar Cochran coming out on top of that 1 versus 2 match. And we got Connor Shalista from Alburnett on his feet with a 4-1 advantage over Hopkins from East Mills here.
And guys, Akshmir for, I believe it's English Valleys, is coming out. He's a returner to the state championship. He got 5th 2 years ago, 3rd last year. I believe he's unbeaten on the season, and he's on his way out.
So great wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. If you're just tuning in, Joe Sinclair with Jason Summers, Kevin Cochran, Joe Millage, and Travis Zapital, your broadcast team here at the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are in the Class 1A quarterfinals. We'll quickly follow these up with the Class 3A quarterfinals. Then we'll finish up this morning session with the consolation elimination matches in 1A and 3A. All that's going to happen in sequence without a break. So we'll bring you this live wrestling action here from Wells Fargo Arena all morning. Then we've got an afternoon session. It'll be Class 2A. And then this evening, we will set things up with the semifinal matches, and we'll set it for everybody. We'll know who's going to wrestle tomorrow night in the championships by the time we go to bed tonight at 10 o'clock.
Guys, help me out. Which mat was Akshmir going to?
Looking at my sheet here, that's going to be about number 1,200. He's going to be on number 6. Zach Akshmir on mat number 6. He is out there on his feet. Four North English Valleys. He's got a Lisbon opponent. That is Hunter Robinson. It's Robinson for Lisbon, Akshmir for North English. Wrestlers are on their feet. They go off the mat out of bounds. Just underway here. First period at 152 pounds. This quarterfinal match being brought to you by the fine folks at Homestead Assisted Living in Sheraton and the Lucas County Health Center. Zach Axmere for North English. Those Bears are great listeners on 96.7. That big Thunder Country footprint all the way up there in Iowa County. Here's a nice snap down by Axmere. Spins around, hard crossface, gets control, and a two-point takedown to start the scoring for Zach Axmere in the first period. Axmere working a hard ride with a deep waist. Hunter from Lisbon gets to his feet, taken back to the mat by Axmere. Axmere going to try to work a tilt. 26 seconds left in the first period. It's Zach Axmere on top, 2-0 for North English. Official tells him to work a little harder. He gets off the side, and we've got a stop in the action, and it is blood time for Zach Axmere. He's got that hard crossface on Hunter Robinson from Lisbon. Gave a bloody nose, so they're going to doctor him up down there. We got a break in the action here at 152 pounds. It's a 2-0 lead for Zach Axmere from North English with 16 seconds left in the first period.
Sawyer Phillips over here still in control. Pleasantville, the junior, 8-2 lead over Tanner Grinwald. Phillips trying to keep his hopes for a Saturday night showdown alive.
Phillips is a returning state place winner. He's out there competing for that Pleasantville squad. Quarterfinal match, 8-2. Third period action there.
Well, 3A looking ahead. It's got a full lineup there. Three guys in the championship side from Indianola. Clark and Cox of Ottumwa. Of course, we have Sam's of Oskaloosa on the backside of 3A. And Van Loon and Poole of Van Loon of Indianola. Poole of Pella on the Constellation. And don't forget, Sigourney Kyoto, you have Reeves and Boone are coming up later on this morning. Proctor and Hannah of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont coming up later in this consolation round as we move through 1A and 3A quarterfinals.
Zach Axmere is waiting for the bloody nose to be stopped of his Lisbon opponent, Hunter Robinson. Meantime, Sawyer Phillips gets taken down. His lead is cut to 4 points with 50 seconds left in that match. But it's still Phillips on top by the score, 8-4.
Grinwald,
he's on the bottom.
Has the chicken wing in that right side. He's trying to get the angle turn.
That thing's going nowhere.
Yep.
Phillips is just posting that opposite arm, doing what it takes to keep from getting turned over here with 30 seconds to go.
He does a good job getting to his base there. 27 seconds. And Sawyer Phillips, that'll be a huge win for him.
Well, they got the bleeding stopped on Robinson from Lisbon, so he'll get set with 16 seconds left in the first period. He's covered by Zach Axmere, has a run out. Axmere takes him back to the mat, off the mat. 11 seconds to go. We'll restart again.
Well, go get him, Briar, Nick, and Q. You rock from the Croteau family. Pastor Jeremy, Nancy, Charity, and Joy sending out their best wishes to all the Moravia wrestlers.
Stand up there by Robinson. Axmere takes him right back to the mat. 152-pounders will go to the second period to score 2-0. Axmere on top.
Here's the one thing with this round, too, that's crucial for a lot of wrestlers. If you win this quarterfinal match and you're in the semifinals, you're meddling. The worst you can
right.
get is sixth place. Now, if you regroup and you come back and you win your next match, the worst you're going to get seventh place
yeah.
or eighth place. So it's crucial. This is such a big round, even
yep.
to come back in that consolation round and win, because that puts you on the podium. And I'm like you, Joe. They're all winners here. There's no losers. But man,
have your picture taken on the podium on championship night, no matter where you're at.
I know.
A good place.
I mean, it just gives me goosebumps talking about it. And just watching Breyer beat the number one kid gives me goosebumps.
He is on the podium.
I love that feeling of getting goosebumps, and I'm going to get them all day long.
No worse than sixth place for Breyer. Is that this house calculated?
No worse than first place for Breyer.
I like your thinking, Coach. I should have just known that was the answer.
It's a stand-up
that
escape.
That has been his attitude, too, by the way.
It's a stand-up escape.
Man
for,
on a mission.
Amen.
Hunter Robinson, he halves the lead for Zach Axmere from North English to 2-1. While we were visiting there, it was Sawyer Phillips advancing to the semifinal match for Pleasantville. He had the 8-4 win over Grunewald. Now a shot in there by Robinson, but a nice sprawl and a hard cross face again, and same result. And it's a 4-1 lead for Zach Axmer now. Both of his takedowns have been on real hard cross faces, and I like that real hard cross face, Coach Cochran. It's an effective way to stop a shot.
I agree, but I just, here's what I, from what I've seen in wrestling, kids don't do it as hard as they used to.
Well, Zach Axmer did it hard enough there because he bloodied the nose of his opponent and gave him about a 3-minute break.
You got to do it just hard enough that you don't give up a point for being, unsportsmanlike.
Hey, here's a 2-point reversal now and an escape for Axmer. So 5-3 is your score now on this mat after the reversal. A nice sit-out switch there by Robinson from Lisbon. He gets that 2-point reversal, and Cat Quick, Axmer gets out. The wrestlers are off the mat. We got 30 seconds left in the second period. North English, Axmer on top, 5-3.
As long as you don't throw that cross face from left field, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it needs to come from a short distance, but you can accelerate.
You get a lot of power.
You can get a lot of power in the first 6 inches.
Absolutely.
All right, we are on our feet at 152 pounds. It's Zach Axmer with a 5-3 lead. Gave up a reversal here on a stand-up switch. Then got away, and we'll go to the third period, 5-3. Axmer will take down to start this period, trying to bust out of there, get a 3-point lead. Or get that reversal, make it a 4-point lead. He leads now 5-3. Axmer's had a heck of a season. He's 49-0 coming into this tournament, and he beat Gunnar Grunstedt from Panorama in the first round, so that was his 50th win of the season. You get 50 in a season, you've accomplished something for sure. Now he's busted out, and 5 seconds into the third period, he gets loose. 6-3, the lead for Zach Axmer for the Bears of North English. Axmer working a hand tie right now. His Lisbon opponent, Robinson, is going to have to bring the pressure here with a minute 45 to go. A lot of patience being shown by both wrestlers. Circling at the center of the mat at 152 pounds on 96.7 KIIC, Zach Axmer from North English. Lisbon, storied wrestling program. They've been around for a long time in Class 1A. Several state championships for Lisbon. Now we're off the mat, but the wrestlers are on their feet. Hunter Robinson from Lisbon shooting in on double leg. Nice sprawl there by Zach Axmer, and Axmer gets off the mat. He's got a couple stall calls to give here with the 3-point lead. And we count down through a minute 12 to go. Wrestlers are on their feet at 152 pounds. Zach Axmer with a collar tie. Snap down. Shuck by. Gets in on a single leg. Axmer in on a single leg on the right side. Goes to a double. Gets his head to the outside. Uses it as a lever and turns over and gets the 2-point takedown against Hunter Robinson from Lisbon. 8-3 the score now with 49 seconds to go. Great single to double shot there by Zach Axmer. Axmer now working on top, spins around, tries to get a half Nelson in, a stall warning against his Lisbon opponent, Hunter Robinson. Robinson with no answer for Axmer here in the third period. There's a Granby roll try by Axmer, and they go off the mat. We're out of bounds with 31 seconds to go. A 5-point advantage for Zach Axmer from North English. Robinson gets set. The Lisbon wrestler is covered by Zach Axmer. Granby roll for Robinson. Nice job following, trailing right there. The blood plug comes out of Robinson's nose. The official sends him over to the blood corner. They come out, scoop up the blood plug that came out of the nose. They're working on Robinson from Lisbon, but he's going to be able to continue. Scotty back in the booth, a little bit hungry. But it is kind of funny when those blood plugs come out. It's like a little, like those earplugs that you put in to stop the noise from going in. That's what they look like when they come flying out of the nose.
They go in white, they come out red.
Yeah, dark red. Burgundy red. Okay, an escape now. It's an escape.
That's it.
It's an escape now, and 8-4 will be your final score. Zach Axmere goes to the semifinals for North English. Well, I believe we are going to have a couple of minutes before we go to our next Class 1A match, and that is going to be Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Is that who we got coming up next?
No, we're going to we're staying on the championship side. We should go to. We actually are. It looks like we're done on the championship side. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to move to 3A. We'll be coming up here in just a moment. We'll get the 3A action.
No break. No break. If you guys can hold it for 30.
We could hold it for
a lot longer than 30 seconds, Millage. Holy cow, what are you shortchanging us for?
I'm in 30 minutes. Just kidding. We're going to have Coach Brock Moore and Zach Axmere here real quick.
Great.
Oh, yeah, those Bears, they got to be proud of their wrestler, Zach Axmere. What a great season. He's 51-0 on his season now after that convincing win.
And we're live.
He was in control of that match.
Yeah, we're live on the radio, KIIC Thunder Country, with Zach Axmere, English Valley's. Zach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I think you placed fifth 2 years ago, third last year. You're a man on a mission, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know. Just going for gold now.
You're unbeaten on the year.
Yeah.
And how's it feel? You're just a couple matches away now from Saturday night.
It feels pretty good. I've just got to take care of business now.
And Coach Brock Moore, Coach, the guys up in the booth love the hard cross face. Is that something you've told and taught Zach about?
You know, the assistant coach works with him every day, and he always knows that when he goes down that he's going to get cross face. He just knows. He always turns his head. He knows it's coming. So that's something they work with. He works hard every day. So it doesn't surprise me that every move is hard. So
new facilities there at English Valleys. You guys, your program is continuing to grow and build, and you've got a great fan base as well back home listening.
Yeah, they're all here. It's cool.
Right. Brock Moore, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for joining us live on the radio. Appreciate it. We'll talk to him again later.
That interview brought to you by Harold Trailer Sales, Grace Baptist Church, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Cargill of Eddyville. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to move to a 3A. The championship side continues. Quarterfinals are being decided, and then we'll get to the consolation side of 1A and 3A. When we come back, High by the Mets, High Fidelity, Joseph Clare, Coach Cochran, Jason Summers will be back from Wells Fargo Arena.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing.